Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has taken the Senate floor debating the continuing resolution. That vote will likely be substantially underway, if not completed, before we part ways this beautiful Friday afternoon. So you're going to want to keep it locked all afternoon, especially to hear from Dr. Liana Fix of the Council on Foreign Relations. She's going to be joining me at the bottom of the hour. This is incredibly timely as Vladimir Putin yesterday and today basically talking out of both sides of his mouth. Anybody surprised about that? Like, sure, I'll entertain maybe a ceasefire, but maybe not because I don't want to deal with a ceasefire. I want a permanent solution. And oh yeah, troops on the border, seek and destroy, and we're going to annihilate Ukrainian troops that are in Kursk. Anyways, we'll talk all about it with Dr. Liana Fix at the bottom of the hour. The other bit of breaking news is that Donald Trump will be addressing the Department of Justice this afternoon. And I as a lawyer, I just have to say this. It really strains my ability to have any, as a lawyer, it's so disgusting, I guess is what I need to say, that this man convicted of crimes, who's appointed a guy, Kash Patel, who's now the director of the FBI, with an actual written down enemies list, credibly accused, indicted by federal grand juries for trying to incite a insurrection. Yeah, he's going to, you know, address the troops at the DOJ, talking about the objectivity and independence of law. No, he's not. That's not what Donald Trump wants. That's not even a credible argument. Grosses me out. That's all I have to say. By the way, there's a guy, NBC showing us a shot of the podium where Trump is going to address the troops of the DOJ. There's this gentleman standing right in the middle of the room with this enormous, kind of ridiculously comic book-ish cowboy hat on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I have digressed. Let's get back to the business of the day. Had a couple more few quick things to start us off this Friday afternoon. Then I'm going to take your calls, 855-752-4842. Vice President Vance and Usha Vance attending a little bit of classical music. They needed to relax yesterday. So they went to the Kennedy Center. Did you know, after Donald Trump, in a fit of vengefulness, booted all these people off the Kennedy Center board, he appointed Usha Vance to sit on the Kennedy Center board. Anyways, JD and Usha show up at the Kennedy Center, and this was their welcome. Now, folks, as a classically trained violinist, I've played on a lot of stages. The Performing Arts Center here in Milwaukee. I actually played in Carnegie Hall in my past life. Classical music audiences, not really known for their emotiveness. You know, the most you're going to get is a raucous round of applause and bravo at the end of a show. This is insane. I mean, this is just not what you would expect. I think inappropriately chilly reception from the audience at the Kennedy Center. Let's take some of your calls. Ollie from the Northwoods, happy Friday, my friend. How are you? What's your comment or question this afternoon?
Well, I guess my comment is about taking away Medicare and Dr. Oz. I am a disabled person, elderly, who is on Medicare and depends on Medicare and Social Security as my only income and source of health care. And I do have an additional program through a private company. But my concern is that when they start messing around with Medicare, that they will also take away the forcing medical or insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, I think, Ali, that's a huge question. If you wipe the ACA off the books, you go to effectively a private insurance program that's going to cover everybody. Well, Ali's question, what are you doing about pre-existing conditions as people age or are diagnosed with things? Are they going to be able to get coverage? What happens when people don't get coverage? What happens when your private insurer refuses to provide the care that your primary care or specialist physician believes you need? All of this is very concerning, very shocking. And yet, this is the plan from Republicans. This is Dr. Oz's plan. It's like appointing the lady from the WWE to run the Department of Education so you can just shut it down. It's the fox in the stinking hen house. Absolutely terrible. Cam from Appleton, hello, my friend. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Afternoon, Maggie. I wanted to throw in some information about Medicare and Medicaid, like, because I understand the frustration with thinking that AOC is being dividing right now, because it certainly, like, outwardly looks that way. But Schumer did say originally that he intended to be in line with the rest of the Dems and not vote for any of it and allow the Republicans to kind of throw themselves, right? And then he switched it on everyone and is privately talking with moderates to vote for it. And that's very frustrating. And the Medicare, Medicaid stuff, when it comes to it at a federal level, people will continue to receive the benefits if the shutdown doesn't last any longer than 3 months.
Yeah, important points. I'll just say this about the way that Chuck Schumer handled the lead up to this vote. I agree it could have been done differently. But after he makes clear that the CR is going to pass and the vote is happening, I'm not cool with AOC calling it a betrayal and now making public this divide within Democrats. I don't think it's helpful. We can criticize Chuck Schumer, and they should do so in closed doors, about how we manage the politics leading up to the vote. But that's part and parcel with these CRs and also the debt ceiling debate, which is going to happen in, I think, another couple of months in May. So stay tuned, y'all. Coming up next, Dr. Liana Fix of the Council on Foreign Relations. Where do we stand in Ukraine? What does it mean to you? Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.